Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from TO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 29th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm great because my body perceives this to be a really informative update, and my gut's never wrong. So,
well, your gut doesn't always perceive what your body emits.
My body perceives the intelligence of this update.
Highly intelligent. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 22 in the house, and it was the final full day of X's HOH reign, and the gameplay did not stop. As we have yet another day where I'm basically going to tell you that everything has changed. So we'll get into that and some other things as well here as we go over the day.
But in a way, nothing has changed because these people like to just play a full season of game and then end up back where they started sometimes.
Exactly. So Brent and Brittany remain on the block. As of the start of the day here, Brent is still completely in the dark about the fact that he will be going home unanimously tonight here on Thursday. We started the day. Now, the previous night, if you recall from yesterday, we had a situation where Claire seemingly finally broke through to Tiffany about Kylan. She told Claire, or she told Tiffany, that hey, I think Kylan has Xavier. I think he has Sarah Beth. I think he has Derek X. I think he has you. I think he has me. And I think that he is concerned about the women. He keeps talking about the women. This guy is you know, running the game. And Tiffany was like, oh my God, you're right. He keeps talking about being worried about women. He's going to want to work with the guys moving forward. And Tiffany talked to the camera saying, I don't know if I can work with Kylan. I think he's got everyone. He's got me. Claire has been my person from day one in this game. Maybe I need to work with Claire. And, you know, when it comes to the cookout, like, I don't know if I can hold on to all of these things. Like, America, I'm sorry. Please don't hate me for this, but I have to play my game. And she even went as far as to meet with the aces and talk with them about a potential new plan moving forward where they try to cut out Kylan's numbers, meaning primarily Sarah Beth or even perhaps Xavier. And it was seeming like the game was going to go in an entirely different direction as Kylan and Tiffany engaged in some kind of civil war where Tiffany takes the first strike. However, we start the day yesterday, day 22, and Tiffany has not slept. She couldn't sleep. She was up all night thinking about how much people were going to hate her for not working with the cookout. And so she has, over the course of the night, not being able to sleep, been thinking about an alternative, and she has a new plan for the day.
Yes, and it's called the Amazing Race version of Big Brother.
Yes. So here's where I think this is coming from, right? I think that prior to Claire getting through to Tiffany about Kylan, Tiffany saw Kyland as genuinely her number one, the person she wanted to bring to the final two. She trusted him. She realized that Kyland had other things going on. Primarily, the thing that really broke her, I think, was realizing that he had Sarah Beth and that Sarah Beth had told her or told him about Jackpot and the fact that he probably has all kinds of information from her, and that like, maybe he's more loyal to her. Maybe he's more loyal to other people. He's got so many things going on. Can she really trust him? And I think that she really wants to trust him. I think that she genuinely feels like Kyland is the person that she wants to work with the most. But she discovered that, oh, I don't know that I can trust him. And then on top of that, the added pressure of, I don't know that I can work outside of the cookout. I don't know if that's something that I can do. I think both within myself and, you know, with the audience watching, with the people who are going to want to see me, work for the cause. I don't know that I can go against that. So I think all night long, she was thinking about what is my solution to this, and what she came up with. Again, she didn't explicitly say this. What she said to the cameras and what she said to the other people is that this is a way to get America not to hate her. But I think that additionally, this was also for her a solution to the Kyland problem. The new plan is, and she's going to explain it first to Big D and Azza, that she is going to work fully with the cookout, and she's going to try and get them all to the final six. The plan is going to be that after Brent leaves, they only need two more people to go home, and then they'll hit jury. And those two people she thinks should be Alyssa and Whitney. She thinks Alyssa first and then Whitney. Once they hit the jury, that's 11 people left in the game. Six of them will be cookout members and five of them will be non-cookout members. And so it'll be 6-5, but each person in the cookout will basically have their own partner in the Amazing Race. For her, it's Claire. For Kyland, it's Sarah Beth. For Xavier, it's Christian. For Hannah, it's Derek X. And then Big D and Azza both kind of share Brittany as a trio. So the idea would be that from the jury point forward, anybody that wins HOH will have to nominate the cookout member plus their pair, their partner. And then the cookout will then have the votes to vote out the partner no matter what, thus keeping the cookout safe in any scenario. And then they can move forward and get down to the final six with that idea. And that's what she explains to Big D and Azza. But for the sake of explaining it all at once, she goes on to further explain to the people she trusts a little bit more that additionally, the plan is a little bit more complicated. The idea being that what she would like to do is that if Claire goes home, she wants Sarah Beth to go home right after, because then she will be able to pair up with Kyland. And then if Christian goes home, then Derek X will need to go home. And then Xavier can pair up with Hannah. And then when Brittany goes home, Azza and Big D pair up together, which makes three pairs in the final six, each one consisting of a man and a woman to keep everyone comfortable. And that will allow them to feel comfortable losing their original partner, because they'll have a new partner within the cookout. And then on top of that, what she would like is for the final four to be herself, Kyland, Hannah, and Xavier, or perhaps Azza and Xavier. She said two things, but personally, I think she prefers Hannah. And that is basically the entirety of her plan. I'll let Lita comment now, because it's been a while.
I was just gonna say, Terry, you shouldn't even be a podcaster. You should be a accountant with the way that you're crushing all these numbers.
Oh no. Lita's just gonna do this entire podcast in Brent quotes.
I did promise that. Yeah. Well, he's just so intelligent. I just can't run Highly. Out of quotes. Also, I was just hoping that you would spend 8 minutes of that, of this explaining that to me at the top, because I was watching Tiffany explain all of this and like under explain it to Azza and then like kind of over explain it to other people. And so I just needed to hear it all laid out. So thank you for that.
Yes. And so, like I said, I think that for Tiffany, because as she explains it to Big D and Azza, Aza's not having it, and we'll get into that. But right. for Aza, she's like, what even is this plan? It's the same plan as the one that we already knew about. Why is this even being talked about? But again, I think for Tiffany, the real sort of crux of it comes out when she's talking to Kylan, where she says to Kylan, she makes a big point about how, yeah, and Sarah Beth will have to leave probably pretty quick. Sarah Beth might be the first one to go, in fact. She'll have to go right at the very least right after Claire, if not before Claire, because that's the only way I'll feel comfortable. Sarah Beth needs to go if Claire's going to go. So she basically feels like I'm going to, like Claire convinced her that Kylan is double dealing and has Sarah Beth. And she's like, okay, with that in mind, I'm going to sacrifice Claire if I can get Kylan to sacrifice Sarah Beth, and then Kylan and myself can work together. And that's, she basically outright tells him that, like, you will have to drop Sarah Beth if I drop Claire, and then we'll only have each other. And that will be how I feel comfortable moving forward. And she goes on to explain the rest of it. Kylan says, I love it. It's full. It's great. She says, he says it's genius. She says it's foolproof. And he says, well, if one of the other people win HOH, and put two of us on the block. And she's like, no, we'll have the votes. Oh, wait. No, yeah, you're right. She's clearly sleep deprived. As she's explaining these things. It's a good plan. And I can see why she's very because I've done this before too, right? Where you can't sleep and you think about something and you think about it over. Like, I've thought plenty of times about all the things I'm going to say to the moving company that screwed me. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then, like, if I nap, I'm like, maybe I don't need to do this. But basically, like, she thinks she solved all of her problems because it will prevent Kylan from having any power base outside of herself. And it will help get the cookout far. And she thinks she has an end game plan as well. It's a bit intricate for a week three plan. And it requires a lot of very specific movements. It probably is not going to play out the way that she thinks. But overall, it's an interesting plan. I don't think it's her best path to the end or her best path to the win. But it's the path that she wants to take. And I think it's one that she can make viable. So I'm very interested to see how it plays out, because there are some very smart players in this game. And like I said, I think that, you know, here, my biggest issue with this is that, okay, let's assume they make it to jury the way that she wants. Let's assume that, let's say Claire wins HOH at final 11 at the jury phase, and she puts up, Xavier and Christian, and she wants Xavier to go, because she's going to say to the cameras, actually, that she would want Xavier to go over Christian. And if she's the HOH, she would really want to push for that. And let's say that a lot of other people, like Brittany, who I think would want Xavier to go over Christian, and perhaps even Derek X, like, who knows? Derek X would probably want Christian gone, but some of the other people may want Xavier gone over Christian. But they have the numbers to keep Xavier. That doesn't matter. But they may expose themselves by pushing to keep Xavier over Christian. And this is just one example. It might not play out that way. But if just because you have the numbers for one vote doesn't mean that you won't be exposed for future votes if you use those numbers. And so that may clue people into, okay, well, now I need to nominate two people from the cookout if I want to get anything done, if they're all going to be voting together. So that's a potential issue. But one that they can solve when it comes to it, if they're careful enough. But it's still, it's an interesting plan. And, assuming that Tiffany doesn't change her mind again, I'd be definitely curious to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I wanted to let you talk that one through, but I will go one step further than interesting. I think this is a good plan. I don't think it's a foolproof plan.
Yes.
Foolproof plan. But I think what it's going to come down to is that we haven't had to see anybody except maybe Frenchie like do a pivot in this game yet. We haven't even seen Brent try, because he doesn't you know, he's not in on the plan. So I think the most untested part of how smart and how game savvy this cast is how fast they can pivot and how much they can adapt to change. And we just don't know who possesses that ability to this point. So I think that's going to be a major flaw if Tiffany is so married to this plan that if something goes wrong, the whole thing collapses. I think it's a good plan to have as long as she's aware that it's not going to work out exactly as it is. But I think one of the best things you can have in this game is a really clearly articulated strategy, which is pretty hard to do. I mean, generally, like, if you were to ask, you know, even winners of Big Brother Survivor, like, what was your strategy? They would have one, but it would be like, find another person to be in a, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to like have a, like, this was my plan. Here's how it went. Here's what happened when it didn't go well, like, et cetera. That's the best thing you can get to the end with. So obviously week three, but, I do think it's a good plan. I think it's smart. I just think she needs to be aware of the potential pitfalls of it.
Yes. One of which is that, you know, Azza is barely on board. So she first pitches it to Big D and Azza. Basically the entire time that she's pitching it, Azza is kind of like arms crossed. Like, what do you mean? What is this?
I thought Whitney was going home.
Yes. And she's like, look, I don't want to sound defensive, but, and Tiffany's like, I don't care if you're defensive. This is what we're doing. And yeah. And so, like, just to be clear, Azza is like this the whole time. And Tiffany is like, I don't care that you're being annoying right now. I'm going to talk right now.
Right.
Like, they both are at fault when it comes to the tension between them. You know, Azza is like, but I what about Whitney? Whitney needs to go first. And Tiffany's like, I don't think that's the move, but whatever. It doesn't matter. And Azza is like, I don't understand what you're even saying right now. Like, this was already the plan. Like, we already know what we, like, why are you even saying this to us?
And they're coming into this operating on a different understanding of who even the cookout is, right? Like, Tiffany considers Hannah part of the cookout and Azza doesn't.
Yes, exactly.
That's and important.
Genuinely, I think that is why, because Azza is later going to say that she wasn't upset until Tiffany said, I don't care if you're defensive. Right. Because, and up until that point, she was a perfect, you know, picture of agreement. But that was not really the case. She was, she was down on it from the second Tiffany started talking about the six. And so I think that, you know, first of all, she's just annoyed with Tiffany in general. But I think second, I think one of the primary reasons that she was upset about this plan is because it includes Hannah as the six, which she is very upset about.
Why is Azza so insistent on Hannah not being in the cookout?
I really have
Isn't
no
Hannah
idea.
Half black? I don't understand.
Yes. I mean, so they, so, I mean, the cookout formed without Hannah because they didn't know, that Hannah was half black. And when they found out, they were like, oh, Hannah needs to be included.
Right.
And, you know, I guess Azza never really agreed with that. I'm not sure. But she has not been on board. She has said multiple times to Big D that she does not consider Hannah to be part of the cookout. She consistently refers to the cookout as the five, and he is always having to correct her. No, it's six
yeah.
people. I think this is definitely part of why she is not on board with Tiffany's, you know, new plan, which is the same as the old plan, except it includes Hannah, basically.
Got it.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
After this conversation with Tiffany, Azza talks to Big D, and Big D is going to basically like scold Azza, like what is wrong with you? Like, she's like, I don't understand. Like, this is already the plan. Why is she even saying this? Like, why is she talking over me? He's like, I don't care. I don't care if you agree with the plan. I don't care if you disagree with the plan. I don't care if you want Whitney out next or Alyssa out next. Just the whole time you look like you hated it. This is what you do. You go, yes, great idea. That's what you do. That's all. Girl, you need to BS. Figure it out, because you're going to ruin both of our games if you don't. When somebody comes to you with a plan, you say, wow, I love that. That sounds great. If you want HOH, you can do whatever you want. But when they come to you with a plan, you just agree with them. And Oz is like, but I need Big D. What happened to being real? It's like, you can be real all you want. Just do it with some tact. All right.
Taryn, how in shambles would your life have to be for Big D to be the voice of reason in your life?
Especially because we'll get to this, but he is dead to me.
I know. We'll get to it. I'm going to throw out a take about Azza, and this is a take that I've had the entire time that I've been, you know, watching and talking about Survivor, which is that I think it's fun to have an emotional wildcard player like Azza. She's not like a bomb like Abby Maria or somebody like that who like only plays emotionally and is like just a ticking time bomb. However, I think it's fun to have a person who doesn't really know the game, who actually reacts to the way that people speak to her. Like, Tiffany needs to talk to her like more tactfully. She just does. Like, sorry. Obviously, Azza should be, as Derek F. says, like BSing a little more, but Tiffany needs to be receptive to the way that people are, you know, reacting to her. And I think because this is a social game, like it requires understanding how do you convince people of things. And for Azza, it's being nice and it's being honest and it's not doing things like nominating Britney twice in a row and then being mad at Azza for like not understanding. You know, like everybody approaches this game differently, and that's what makes it a good game, because if everybody was just playing optimally all the time, then it would just be like a comp game. Like, you know, nobody is playing optimally 100% of the time. And so to have some people that are playing suboptimally more often challenges people to adapt their strategy. So I like that Azza is here and that she's somebody that you have to approach differently than almost everybody else in the house. I think it makes it really interesting. And I'm team Tiffany here. I'm not saying like, I love that Azza is making Tiffany's life hard. I'm just saying I appreciate that she's challenging people to approach the game on a more human level. Even though it's annoying for people who are like, you know, trying to look at just the pure strategy of it.
No, I agree. And I think that, that Azza exposes a flaw in Tiffany's social game, that, you know, we might not otherwise see. When it comes to Azza herself, I do just wish that she was more willing to play the game at all. She can be who she wants to be, but just like, could you do anything? It would be nice, but
I mean, she, in her defense, she did ask to just be put on the block. What more do you want for her?
All right. So Tiffany talks to Kylan. She tells him about the plan. I've already kind of explained this. So following this conversation, when she explains the plan and she says, you need to get rid of Sarah Beth. That's how I'll feel comfortable. She says, okay, look, now that we have that out of the way, this is why I need you, Kyle. You need to turn down your charm and charisma. just turn it down a notch.
Be kind of like less hot and fun?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty annoying.
Especially like he is literally giving her a massage as she's saying this.
She's like, stop being so nice. He's like, okay, should I stop massaging you? She's like, no, not that. Not to me.
She says, people are starting to notice and they're threatened by it. And people are noticing that you're disappearing into, you know, rooms and talking to people one-on-one all the time. And I just think
people.
Yes. And I think that you need to just like tone it down just a little bit. People are noticing how strong you are in this game. And he starts to ask like, who are these people? But she just kind of talks over him and doesn't let him ask. So he never really gets it out of her, and it doesn't really come, nothing too much comes of this. But this is really where I fully cemented the idea of like, okay, I really think that like, you know, she is fully Team Kylan.
Yeah.
Because she is telling, like, she's not telling him like, watch out for Claire, but she's telling him like, you know, please, like, here are the ways that maybe if I can advise Kylan to tone these things down, maybe Claire won't see him as a threat anymore. Maybe I can, you know, smooth things over. I can I want Kylan to be okay. And I'm going to give him pretty much all of the information, that started to drag him down so that he cannot be dragged down.
Yeah. But I mean, it's also like beneficial for Tiffany on another level for Kylan to not be as likable, which is that she wants to be Kylan's number one person.
Yes.
And if people don't like him as much, then she, you know, has a better chance of that. And if he's only, you know, hot and charming around her, then that's all the better. But I mean, that is part of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So she says, all right, we need to go talk to Xavier. And Kylan comes along, and this was actually pretty funny, because she goes in, she's like, Xavier, are you alone? He's like, yeah. It's like, okay, we got to talk to you. They bring the chessboard in. I the way she does this too, I think I'd be a little bit annoyed if she did this to me. But like, she brings the chessboard in and she lays out the pieces like, guess who these are?
Oh my God.
Who's this? You? No. Kylan? Yes. And who's this?
Oh my God.
You?
She's no. Too...
The women are white and the men are black. Okay, so that's Aza? No.
She's too in her own head about being the strategist, and it's getting a little too literal.
It's very funny to me. But anyway, so she did that with Kylan and then she does it again with Xavier. But she brings the chessboard in and she's like, okay, Xavier, we need to explain to you the plan. We got a new plan for the cookout. He's like, okay. And Kylan's like, it's genius. And Kylan goes, do you need me here, Tiffany? He's like, yeah, you can be here. He's like, no, but do you need me here?
You may stay.
And she's like, yeah, I want you to stay. Like, he wanted out of there. Like, he was like, you can explain this. I want to bounce. But she makes him stay. And so they explain the whole thing to Xavier, plus the, you know, sort of a little bit more intricate version where, you know, certain people leave certain pairs. And that he would be paired up essentially with Hannah. And Xavier loves the plan, thinks, okay, this is a great plan. But I don't get why is Sarah Beth and Claire like the first, why are they the first two to go, mm-hmm. You know, at jury? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. They're not very threatening. They should be the last to go. And Kylan's like, I agree, actually. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Tiffany's like, what? No. Do you not see the pieces?
Yeah, Sarah Beth needs to go.
I pointed to the pieces.
Yeah. And Xavier feels like Christian should be the first to go. He is the most threatening. He's too good at competitions. And Kylan again agrees. And Tiffany's like, I mean, okay, that's fine. Whatever. Doesn't matter, really.
And I mean, isn't part of this that, is this the conversation where they're talking about we need to convince Xavier to put up a king? Do they talk to him about this?
Convince Xavier to put up a king?
Yeah, like, or not put up, because he can't be HOH, but it's like, would he be okay with putting up a king, like, before jury?
Like, after the teams end, you mean?
Yeah, I think that, I thought that Kylan and Tiffany had a conversation about, like, we need to go convince Xavier to be okay with, like, somebody putting up one of his team members.
Yeah, so a lot of people are going to talk about Sarah Beth being used as a pawn next week. That might be what you're referring to. Or they obviously, you know, Xavier is going to have to lose one of Christian or Alyssa. And Xavier wants it to actually be Christian because he thinks that he's just better at competitions and he would prefer to keep Alyssa moving forward, but that's not really what, that's not really in the plan, capital letters. They talked about that. I think in general about like Xavier okay with his team lead, but he is, I mean, he's never been too attached to, his team. Xavier is like totally cool with this whole plan. I think from Xavier's point of view, he probably feels like, if you want to get me to the final six, great. You want to get me to the final six with like Kylan as my biggest, physical competition threat. I'm cool with that. I could probably comp out from, you know, close to there, at the very least.
Yeah. This is why Claire has her finger on the pulse. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, being wary of Xavier, but.
Yep. So, we're going to get, that's Tiffany's morning. We're going to have a few other things going on. One is that Whitney is going to talk to Brent a bit about, she says, first of all, she's concerned that Xavier has a final two with Kylan. She's kind of talking that out through out loud with Brent, and then kind of like, I think realizes like, oh, wait a minute. If Kylan has a final two with Xavier, then why would Kylan be voting to keep Brent this week? Well, maybe it's Kylan's fault that Xavier targeted you. Maybe got exposed that we were double dipping. And she's also trying to I think, to be kind to Brent here as much as possible.
By
she's
just like including him in game talk.
Including him, and also like she, she's kind of like, look, you need to be careful about the things that you say. She's trying to like lightly bring this up ahead of time, because I think she knows that he's about to, you know, leave the house and see that everybody hates him.
so a little too late, Whit. Literally the day before he leaves, like, hey, maybe you should stop being an ass.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of that?
But she has no intention of like ruining the blind side or anything. But this is, I think, you know, a beginning to Brent starting to think, oh, maybe I don't have Kylan or the Queens, but that's fine. I'm still good. I've got the Kings. I've got my team. Like, I'm going to be safe no matter what. I probably have Kylan still. So that happens. We're getting into some one-on-ones as well. Xavier is going to offer what does he call them? On a voluntary basis, one-on-ones.
I'm having office hours.
Exactly. And Brittany's also going to have some one-on-ones too, as like a, you know, just checking in, making sure that I'm not the idiot that's being blindsided.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not going to go through all of them because many of these are rehashes, but Brittany talks to Claire. They talk about targeting the Kings. Brittany is going to repeat some of Tiffany's logic with regard to, you know, which of Christian and Alyssa we should target. She says, Claire, think about it. Who is going to be more upset if the other person goes? There's like, I guess Alyssa? Exactly. So we take out Alyssa and then we can work on Christian. Alyssa will be more bitter and upset about it. And it's like, this is exactly what Tiffany told you yesterday.
No, Brittany's a genius. What are you talking about?
This is actually a, this has really gotten around. This is a common narrative now that like, there's this idea that like, if you target Christian, Alyssa will like, just like forever hate you. Whereas if you target Alyssa, Christian will be like, whatever, I'm here to have fun.
I don't think that's
which is
true.
Weird. Yeah.
I am still under the impression that Christian likes Alyssa more than Alyssa likes Christian. But
yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just sort of like women are emotional and Christian's a chill dude, which I think is like based more on kind of like initial impressions than it is on the reality of the game. But I feel like they honestly both would be fine. Christian and Alyssa. I don't think either of them would freak out.
Yes. I mean, I think they're both savvy enough to want to work the way back in, not to call Christian savvy, but like he's one of this archetype. He's a bro-y archetype. He's a competitive guy. Like he's going to do what it takes to.
And I think Alyssa knows to play. I mean, what will blow up Alyssa a lot more is putting her on the block again.
Yes.
And she's I don't think Alyssa's, you know, particularly a strategic mastermind, but she is more dangerous if she's upset and wants to blow things up than Christian is.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christian probably more capable of doing something about it, though, considering his competition ability so far.
Yeah. So. Maybe
something to think about. Whitney's going to talk with Alyssa and Christian. She, as I said, has been trying to create a new alliance with the Kings in order to protect herself. It seems to have been working. And she talks to them about like plans for next week. What would she do if she won the HOH? And she basically talks about targeting Brittany, targeting the Jokers, but primarily Brittany, and that she may put like Sarah Beth on the block next to her. Would they be okay with that? And they're like, yeah, whatever. Sarah Beth would probably stay if you did that. We'd vote out Brittany. But this is a mistake for Whitney, considering Sarah Beth is one of her biggest assets, unbeknownst to her, when it comes to how safe she is in the game, since Sarah Beth is so dead set on targeting Hannah.
Right. It's so funny how much Sarah Beth is discussed in every conversation, but has not been a part of any conversation this entire day.
Yeah, she really has. She isn't very active in the game. When she is, it's mostly like Hannah's got to go. So Brittany's going to talk with Christian, and he sort of lets her know that Hannah would probably be his target if he won, not her. And he says that he thinks that they can work together down the line. I think this is exactly what Brittany wants to hear. Remember, Brittany admitted, I don't even know how long ago now, it feels like it's been months. But months ago, Brittany admitted that she has a crush on Christian, which I have to imagine is part of the reason why she feels like it would be a good idea to take out Alyssa first, because she would prefer to work with Christian. And so him saying like, hey, yeah, we could work together, you know, at team's end, I think we could really be close. I think that that could work well here with Brittany. But I probably shouldn't be telling her who your target is.
Yeah, well, Christian alludes to like a very serious, he like alludes to potentially a final two with Brittany. So obviously that's going to have her all in and have America screaming in pain. But this is like a very serious conversation about working together after teams. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll make a rap about it.
No.
So Kyland is going to talk with Derek about how to convince Hannah and Whitney to win the HOH. That is on the agenda today. Xavier's finally going to sort of let people know that, yeah, Hannah and Whitney are in some trouble if the Kings win. So maybe they really should be, thinking about it, because Xavier talks to Derek and kind of lets him know that, Whitney's approaching them with, working together, and that's kind of shifting the target away from her and maybe onto Hannah. And, you know, that's a cause of concern for Derek, who's going to talk to Tiffany, who, you know, they talk about like, okay, how can we convince, Whitney and Hannah to win the HOH? And Xavier's going to tell Kylan that Whitney's trying to make alliance with the Kings and it's causing them to want to target Hannah. They need to figure out a way to turn them against each other because Whitney has said she's going after the Kings. And now, you know, they're hearing from the Kings that Whitney wants to target or put Sarah Beth on the block. Maybe they can use that with Sarah Beth to stop Sarah Beth from pushing this. And like, so all of these people sort of separately over the course of these few hours, Derek, Xavier, Tiffany, Kylan, they're all kind of coming up with like, okay, what should we do? How do we talk them into going for this HOH? Because they really need to win so that Hannah doesn't end up on the block with Whitney, because that's not a great scenario for them. Derek also during this talks to Tiffany about, or I should say Tiffany talks to Derek about working more closely with Hannah and Kylan. She says, I feel like I'm probably going to lose Claire sooner or later. And if and when that happens, I would like for you, Hannah, myself, and Kylan to kind of have a thing. Now, this is, I think, again, sort of a part of the plan that she came up with that she didn't really tell any of the cookout members, which is that she feels, and one of the reasons why I think she's willing to sacrifice Claire so early, I think in her mind, Tiffany feels like, okay, I sacrifice Claire, get Kylan to sacrifice Sarah Beth. So, you know, essentially, if she's playing chess, she's sacrificing her queen to take out Kylan's queen. And that will, I think, in her mind, like, now I'm weak. I am without an ally. You guys still have your big allies. Christian's still in the game. Derek X is still in the game. But secretly, I think she feels like she would then have, okay, Hannah and Derek X would come to myself, Kylan, and we would still have a core power structure there. And not only that, but she's working on Hannah and Xavier as a pair. So I think that's where she's going with that. Again, very good stuff. I love these ideas from her. Interested to see if it works, especially since it is so far down the line.
Right.
But she's just such a fascinating player to watch. But she's going to talk to Derek about a small part of this, which is, hey, you, me, Hannah, Kylan, I think that's a good four. You know, if and when I lose Claire.
Derek X.
Derek, yes. I probably said something else.
You said Derek. I just clarifying for everyone.
Yeah, Derek and Big D. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. But basically the upshot of this conversation with DX and all that besides that is that for the comps, everybody wants the Jokers to win. But they need to also make sure that Whitney and Hannah are gunning for it. So
yes,
we're trying to have Jokers or Aces minus DX win. Mm-hmm. But right now it's anybody but the Kings. ABTK. Yes.
So Whitney talks to Xavier about the idea of working together. She says that she would potentially nominate Sarah Beth. And so she's like, so what do you think about this whole like idea of us working together? He's like, oh yeah, you know, I like it. He's trying to like, again, he just talked to Kylan about like, how do we turn Whitney against the Kings and the Kings against Whitney? And so he's trying to downplay that, like, yeah, I mean, we should work. I don't think we should use the A word or anything like that, but we could, you know, we could watch each other's backs. And she's like, yeah. Sure.
I too also don't want an alliance.
Yeah, he's trying to downplay it as much as he can. Brittany talks to Hannah about targeting Alyssa. Brittany talks to Azza and she says, look, I've talked to everyone, like everyone's down to target. I really think we need to target Alyssa. And Azza's like, no, I think we see this game differently.
Azza's game could be summed up with, and Azza's like, no.
Yeah. She's so, this is, I think, what would, like, frustrate me if I was talking to Azza about things, is that, like, she's very quick to just immediately go, like, guess it's just a difference of opinion then.
Azza like, is, agree to disagree, the worst.
Exactly.
The worst thing.
Like, we barely even discussed it.
Azza is, like, the world's worst improv partner. She's not yes and, she's no, period.
Yeah. She says, and this is, I'm wondering if this is perhaps one of the reasons why Azza is so dead set against Whitney. She says, Whitney turns on people. after what she did to Frenchie, she needs to go. She needs to go.
She was the only one to turn on Frenchie, guys.
She turned on Frenchie like that. She's got to go. And we're just going to have to agree to disagree. So that's where they're at. Tiffany's going to talk to Hannah and finally let Hannah in on the new cookout plan that she's cooked up. Ooh. She says, all right, Hannah, your objective here is you need to get closer to Derek X. She says, the real four within the cookout would be myself, you, Kyland, and Xavier. That's the four within the six. And of course she's not saying cookout, because right. Hannah doesn't know the cookout name. She also lets Hannah know, like, you need to gun for this HOH. Like, you could end up on the block with Whitney, like, you know.
And not only that, but also you need to tell Whitney to.
Yes, you need to get Whitney to win it. Like, you guys need to win it. You need to let her know that both of you could end up on the block. You need to gun for it. And Hannah finally is going to listen to somebody telling her this. And she says, you know, I was considering not trying to win, but I guess I should.
Yeah. I guess you should. Is this the same conversation where Tiffany tells Hannah about the pair's plan as well?
Yes. Yeah. This. Yeah. The whole. Yes. The whole thing. So Hannah is now on board. She's got direction. She's going to kind of talk to Azza a little bit after this. Mm-hmm. She talks about the six, and Azza accidentally drops the cookout name, and Hannah, oh, is that what we call it? I love that.
She's like, that's so cute. And Azza's like, that's what I call it.
Oh, no, just in my own head. Just,
yeah.
It's a cute little nickname that I came up with for myself and only me.
Yes, and nobody else has ever used it. It's sort of an informal, I wouldn't say alliance, it's a grouping, sort of a loose nucleus. Yeah,
we shouldn't say the A word or anything.
No. But. Meanwhile, it's like really not that big a deal.
It's not. And she was literally like, oh, that's what we call it? That's awesome. Like, yeah,
but Azza, it's only a big deal to Azza because she doesn't want Hannah in it. But exactly. When she goes to Derek F right after this and it's like, you're going to kill me. I told Hannah about the cookout. And Derek is like upset at first because he doesn't really like understand. Then he's like, oh, well, she's in the cookout. And then same thing to Tiffany and Kylan. She's like, you guys can kill me if you want. Azza's like, you're going to absolutely murder me. And they're like, oh, no, you told the person who is in the cookout about the cookout. Like, Azza's the only one that cares.
It's just so funny to me that Azza, of all people, is the one that leaked the name.
Because she's the only one who doesn't want Hannah in it. And it's everybody else is like, oh, no, I guess Hannah's officially in the cookout now. Darn.
And she's like, don't worry. I think that I can cover this up. I think, you know, I said that it was just me. And I told her not to tell anyone.
Yeah. Who cares?
Oh,
only
boy.
Azza.
So Hannah now knows about the name. But it's almost now worse because Azza's trying to lie about it. Like...
Yeah.
And so like if Azza continues to try to cover it up and then it does again come up later, then it's going to be way worse. So just like, okay, it's out there. It's the cookout. Let her know.
Yeah. Do you think anybody that's not Azza in the alliance will like pull her in formally?
I'm sure they will at some point, you know, assuming this plan actually plays out. I mean, this is a great way of making sure that Hannah doesn't work well with Azza, right?
Right. Yeah.
We'll see. And you know, to be honest, this rift between Hannah and Azza, assuming it lasts, it seems to be something that, you know, it's not something that seems to be very game related. So
right.
It seems like
it never is with these people who don't like Hannah.
Really, there's so many people that just, you know what, I think Sarah Beth has game related reasons for wanting to take a shot at Hannah, but when Brittany was weirdly obsessed with Hannah, when there was a time where Alyssa was weirdly obsessed with Hannah, and you know, Azza seems weirdly obsessed with Hannah. It's strange.
It's because everybody has a crush on DX and nobody wants to admit it.
All right. Well, Hannah talks to Whitney and she's basically like, look, we could both go up if we don't win. We should probably gone for this thing. And Whitney's like, well, why do you think we'll both go up? Now, remember, Whitney thinks that she's now working with the Kings and that they would not put her up, but they would put Hannah up. So right. Whitney does tell Hannah in this conversation, yeah, I'm going to gun for the HOH. Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally going to put up a king.
Exactly. And she's told other people this as well. But I don't know how honest she's being because she has expressed that specifically to Derek X the night before, who she was telling about how she's wants to work with the Kings and bring him in, that she doesn't want to win because she doesn't want to have to put up a king. But she's telling other people that she does want to win and will put up a king. And she's going to tell Hannah this as well. And Hannah's trying to break through to her, like, you're going to be in trouble. You could end up on the block. But I don't think she believes it. And so even though she's telling Hannah, yes, I'm going to go for it. Yes, I'm going to go for the Kings. I don't think she's telling the truth necessarily.
Yeah, but I think she can still be convinced.
Yes,
if Hannah goes back and tells people, like, I don't know if Whitney believed me.
Thinks she has.
So you don't think anybody else will try to work on her? But I do think if another person were to just like go and make sure and talk to Whitney before HOH and say, hey, you really need to gun for it, I do think Whitney could be convinced.
Yes, and I do think that should happen because Derek X knows that Whitney thinks she's working with the Kings and knows that he needs to also try and convince her. So we'll see.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So Tiffany and Claire are going to officially name their final two Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes.
Tiffany spent the day orchestrating Claire's eviction at jury.
Yep.
And finally then finalizes her final two with her at the end of the day. Good on Tiffany.
Yeah.
Poor Claire.
They have a secret handshake and a name and everything. And they rehash how many freaking alliances with names they're in or have been in, the two of them.
Tiffany and Xavier talk a bit more about the plan. He thinks that not only should Christian be the first to go once they hit jury, he actually is going to, again, as I mentioned before, campaign that that Alyssa should be the one that comes into the jury and that Christian should go first. He's just better at comps. I think that this is right. Again, especially for Xavier, Xavier is not really built a structure for himself. Mm-hmm. He is existing in other people's structures. And with that in mind, the game that he should be playing is take out all of the biggest comp threats, so that when the time comes, I'm able to just win a ton, and they won't be able to take me out, even if I don't have allies. I think this is the right call for Xavier. Take out Christian. The thing here is that if Tiffany's plan doesn't play out perfectly, that he is potentially left as one of the bigger threats in the game. And he may be, as I mentioned, the person that people are trying to get out, and the cookout might need to expose themselves in order to protect him. And then they might be exposed and you might go up against another cookout member, and things could get very tricky for him at that point. But assuming everything goes well, then I agree. In a theoretical world, taking Christian out earlier is probably the better call for Xavier.
Yes, I agree. And also just for Xavier, I feel like there are a couple ways, if Tiffany's plan goes well, that even once it gets down to the six without winning out, that he does okay, because I do feel like Derek, that Big D and Azza are wild cards, and also that people are going to start looking at Tiffany as a jury threat. Mm-hmm. So I think that Xavier could be protected.
Yes. So we're now going to get to the portion of the update that is very, very upsetting. It's I was saying last night when I was watching the episode on Twitch that that if anybody ruined this blindside, intentionally ruined this blindside, they would be dead to me, and that I would never I would just have to root against them for the rest of the game. And Big D is big dead to me, because
the D stands for dead.
Exactly. He goes up to Brent. He's like, "You don't have the votes. You don't have the votes, Brent." Now, to put this into some context, Brent also was doing a little bit of campaigning earlier today. He talked to Azza, he talked to Big D, and he at that point in the day was like, "I think I've even got the Joker's votes. Like, this is gonna be unanimous."
Right.
But Big D takes it upon himself, decides that he needs to let Brent know, I don't think you have I would vote for you. I would vote with you if you had the votes, but you don't." Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't think people are being honest with you. And I just, why did you need to ruin this for us, Big D? Why?
He's such a nice guy that he would rather Brent like him than all of America. Does he think that this is what America wants? Does he think that we want him to be a nice guy? No, we don't want that. We want entertainment.
It's so upsetting.
But now, here's the question. Yes. Okay.
Luckily, Brent is Brent, right? Brent hears, okay, Big D's not voting for me. I already hadn't thought he was going to vote for me prior to today. Mm-hmm. That's fine. He says he doesn't think I have the votes. What is Big D know? I'm probably fine. This is probably okay. But it's in his head. It's in his head. Big D's like, people are lying to you. Okay. It's in his head. All right. Well, it's all right. We'll table this.
Right.
I think at this point we're like, okay, it's still okay. He's still okay. He's a little bit worried about Kylan. He's a little bit worried about the Jokers and this what Big D just said. But he still believes in his own power, his own high intelligence gut, and he's gonna be fine. And in the meantime, Hannah's gonna go to work on Derek, just like Tiffany wanted her to. She talks about they talk through next week. She talks about wanting to win HOH now. She says that, hey, like, I really want to be your number one. Like, let's really start to work on this. She's like, not in like a showmance or marriage way, America. And he's like, why are you telling America? They're funny. He would love to work with her. This is actually a really, like, this is one that's probably worth watching. It's just very funny from all kinds of angles, because she's like essentially going off of like what Tiffany told her to say, like what Tiffany told her to do. And Derek is like, you've been talking to Tiffany, haven't you? She's like, what? Like, he totally clocked it. It was very funny, but they are like, Tiffany is helping sort of push them together because that's part of her plan. And they're really starting to more closely work
together. Tiffany is all of America going, now kiss.
Yes.
Pushing them together.
Yeah. So that goes on. And then in the meantime, we're going to get another, unfortunate incident here. Yeah. Christian is talking to Brent, and Brent is talking about, you know, the women and, how there's so many more women.
The
than
females?
Men. Females. And actually I think in this conversation it's girls. Christian says, well, you know, the real way to know that the girls think we're stupid in this game is that they're evicting three guys in a row in the first 3 weeks. Brent's like, but I'm not leaving.
Brent is like doing the mental math. One, two.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're not. Yeah, that's not right.
Is Christian dead to you?
Christian is not dead to me. I'll tell you what. This was an honest mistake. It was a dumb mistake. I'm very annoyed with Christian.
Right.
He was like,
but you said only if they intentionally.
Intentionally. He was like, I hate myself. I'm such an idiot. And I'm like, yes, you are, Christian, but you're not dead to me.
Bad Christian, go to your room.
But like, look, if Dan Gieselin can accidentally slip up in front of Frank in Big Brother 14, I can let Christian, I can let this slide.
And you are always saying that Christian is exactly like Dan Gieselin.
Exactly. He's basically the next coming. But this is the straw that breaks Brent's back here. He is going to go to Alyssa and be like, Christian's not voting for me. Your team is lying to you. They know how close you are with me, so they're pretending to you that they're going to vote for me to
stay.
They
know that you're in love with me. It's okay.
Exactly.
You can admit it.
And you know, you think you're with Christian, you think you can trust him, but he is lying to you. She's like, he wouldn't lie. Come on. She's trying to be like, no, it was just an honest mistake. They're still no, you don't understand. I can't tell you everything right now, but things are not looking good. I think that meeting that you were a part of that you told me about with the Queens, I think it was real. I think they're voting me out. Big D told me that I didn't have the votes. And at first I was like, I don't know. But then this Christian thing, I don't know. I don't know. She's like, you don't think you have the votes? He's like, I don't think so. She's like, come on. Surely you do. You know, Alyssa, who feels the worst about this, who has been like, her conscience is eating up at her that this guy trusts her so much. And she know, like, she's like, this, you know, this guy's annoying. I hate, he makes me feel uncomfortable, but still, right. Like, it feels gross to still engage in like lying to somebody to that degree. Applause to Alyssa. She's working She is working so hard for us here. To try to convince him again that it's okay. But he is not really hearing it. And so he says, she's like, so you think you're going home, tomorrow? He's like, well, I've got a last ditch, plan, that I'm going to, so if that doesn't work, then I'm going home. And so she's like, well, what is this plan? No. Can you tell? I can't tell you about it.
Oh my God.
I'm supposed to be your final two. Don't you trust? Don't you? Aren't you supposed to tell me everything? If I'm your final two, it's like no. Because if it doesn't work, then I don't want you to get involved. I don't want your game to be blown up. So I gotta do this. I gotta make my last. If it works, then I'll stay. Don't worry about it.
The only good news is that I believe in Brent's ability to still delude himself into thinking that he's not going home. But no matter what, we've lost what could have truly been the biggest blindside, like zero idea, that we've had in quite some time. And that is really upsetting because now, even if he thinks he's staying, he knows that he might not be, which
exactly.
The odds
of him looking at Xavier and saying checkmate severely diminished at this point.
Yeah. It's tragic, and truly we'll all be in mourning, I think, for the whole day.
I'm genuinely upset. This was going to be like an all-time Big Brother moment.
And yeah.
Big D, for no reason,
no
just
reason.
Decided he wanted to ruin it. And, you know, dummy Christian screwed it up too, but Big D did it on purpose. Why?
You know what can now be an all-time Big Brother moment? Your exit interview with Big D. Someday. Just, well, how dare you? I have a question. How dare you?
Yeah. Big D, he's on the jury. So I'm not allowed to talk to him about anything, but I'm just going to be like, screw it, Big D. You're dead to me. You know what you did. And in this game, you are dead to me.
You get him on the Taryn show just to say F you.
Yeah.
Release the 30-second podcast of you just yelling at him.
I'm so annoyed.
Everybody rank him last in your America's favorite rankings. from here on out.
Oh, man. All right. So that's pretty much the day. Claire's going to talk to the cameras in the night. She says basically, like, she's not in love with her position right now, right. But she should at least be safe for next week. And hey, it's a long game. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Hopefully she can get there. She's definitely not at the core of the onion. She's like an outer layer, hopefully middle layer, but she'll find out. It would be great if somebody took a shot at Kyland, but
yeah,
it's going to. She does trust Tiffany. She thinks their final two is good. And the primary thing she needs to do is distance herself from Tiffany because everybody sees them together. They're going to put them on the block together and she won't have the votes to stay against Tiffany. That wouldn't be good.
Good read, Claire.
Like, yep, that's what she's currently planning, actually.
Yeah, but Claire does say she might go for HOH in 2 weeks. Which is good. And Claire says one of my favorite things you can say, which is she's doing all this game talk to the camera, and then she goes, I also just want to say this is really fun. You know, it's really stressful, but I'm having a really good time playing this game. And if I get caught, I get caught. If Tiffany's playing me, then she's playing me. You know, I love Claire's perspective on this game. We know that she's a game lover. As the founder of Survivor Michigan, I don't think I mentioned on the last podcast, go blue. Me and Claire will be getting drinks after this. I've already decided that we're going to be best friends because it would be really funny if I had a 6-foot best friend, because I'm very short. And also, I just think that she's cool and we should talk about
Survivor. Claire, actually, like, you're just the right height, actually, for my friendship.
I just think it would be humorous. I just think it would be funny. and also, yeah, mostly go blue.
All right. Well, she does say that she needs to be more social. She says that, looking at next week, she's looking at the possible combinations of people being on the block. And she does see Xavier as one of the possibilities, given what she's heard from Brittany, and some other people. And so if Xavier did end up on the block, it'd probably be against Christian, and she would prefer for Xavier to go, but doesn't think she could pull it, because not many other people would agree with her. Yes, that would certainly be the call. She does like Derek, and she feels like if she had to choose between Derek and Kylan, she would definitely choose Derek to work with. That he's very smart, he's very good socially, she thinks that you know, she could work with him, and that's also very key. Like, for especially now that Tiffany has gone full cookout, it is absolutely imperative that Claire works with Derek X. Like, it is the only way forward for her. She needs to find allies outside of Tiffany, outside of the cookout, that she can work with, because if she does not, then you know, she's running into a wall here.
Yep. But I think the self-awareness is better. It's not perfect, but I think it puts her in a better spot than if she was, like, totally in on, you know, if she was believing everything that she was hearing. She knows that she's not in the core, and that there's things that she needs to do about that. So we love Claire.
All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up from yesterday, Lita?
I think that's pretty much it. Brittany says she's not going to nominate X and Kylan, even though it would be easy to. So I like where Brittany is headed if the Jokers were to win this week. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We covered it.
Yeah, Hannah did talk with Christian at night as well. She now knows that she's in danger with the Kings, but she is still, I think, too confident in her own abilities when it comes to Christian. And she's going to tell him a bit too much in terms of, like, what her plan would be, that she is, you know, maybe going to try to win, and all that. But, you know, we'll see. We've now reached the point. It's Thursday. The game should probably, you know, start to slow down for the day as we approach the HOH competition. A lot is going to ride on this HOH competition in terms of what's going to happen next week, obviously. It's very exciting. You know, I think the hope here is that Brent makes his last minute play and thinks that it works. He's convinced that it works. He's still blindsided. It won't be the same level of blindsided as an entire week's worth of, I can't wait for this, but it might hopefully at least be some kind of blindside still. We get like a little bit, thanks Big D. And then we'll get the HOH competition and, it should be an exciting time.
Yeah. And we are absolutely popping bottles if Hannah wins
HOH. All right. So that's what we have for you. I will, of course, be live later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong to talk through the stock watch and, you know, essentially just run through as many scenarios as possible, when it comes to what might happen next week and where the players might be. And then I will be live again on Twitch during the episode to watch it live to see Brent's reaction, and I'll react to Brent's reaction, and then we'll watch the HOH competition. It'll be great. And then after the episode, back here on Rob as a Podcast to recap what we just saw, what went down, and all of that. So lots of coverage heading your way today. You can also find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn, and I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Lita, where can people find you?
You can find me reacting to Taryn's reaction of Brent's reaction. Just kidding. On Twitter at Lita Tweeted. I'm private, but I will accept you. And you can follow me on Instagram at Lita Graham. I will be out of town for the next 10 days, so I probably won't be talking much about Big Brother, but sometimes I talk about other stuff that's entertaining. You can follow my dog on Instagram at SassyCassiePGH. And I think that's it. You can follow my Twitch at twitch.tv/pityGaming, but I've been out of town pretty much all summer, so hasn't been much activity. But once the school year starts, I'll be back.
All right. Well, thank you guys once again for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.